Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and we're here again today with Professor Greg Stephens of Kenneth Copeland Bible College and Associate Pastor EMIC and does the news. What else do you do?
Whatever I'm asked.
Good. Greg, on the 12th of February, I was up my usual routine, and it just happened to fall on Gloria's birthday this year, but, and I was up early and I got on the treadmill, and I was watching her healing school, and the word of the Lord came to me. Hmm. And he said, this is the next phase of your healing ministry.
Wow.
Well, then things began to take place and in the laying on of hands. Now, back in the day when 1977 at camp meeting in Tulsa. Brother Hagin was closing the service. Now, he started that night, he preached on the bones of Elisha. Mm-hmm. And he said, the bones of Elisha, the bones of Elisha. And he was just sitting there on the platform. He said, I don't know what I'm going to say about the bones of Elisha, but I'm going to talk about the prophet.
Amen.
And he preached on that, and he said, if the anointing in a prophet's bones,
yes,
is powerful enough to raise a man from the dead, then there ought to be enough anointing on a living prophet.
Amen.
And I have experienced that twice. I failed several times too, but there were two specific instances where the dead were raised.
Wow.
And anyway, and then he said, he always started giving the invitation, and he said, yeah, that's it right there. Yeah, that's it. I understand that. Yeah, I'll tell him. Yeah, Ken Copeland, he said, you're going to have to stir yourself up now. You're going to have to move over there into the healing ministry a little faster than you thought you would, because you see, the time is short. There was a time that you could wait and sort of get ready for some things. You're not jumping out ahead of God, you're keeping step with God, and you're going to have to put some more emphasis in some of these areas in which you know to do so, particularly in the area of the healing ministry. Yeah, I understand that, Lord. Whether you want to or not, you're going to operate in the ministry of the prophet, the seer. The seer standing right in the pulpit. You see it right in front of your eyes like you saw it run off on a television screen. You'll be able to minister to the people. Now, you're going to get a lot of persecution from some friends. Some are going to draw back from you, but those fair weather friends are not worth it. Go on with God. Jesus is coming. It's better to stand in his presence and say, I've not been disobedient. Well, that was 1977. Mm-hmm. Now, in God time, that's just a few seconds.
Right, absolutely.
Well, and of course, I've been in the healing ministry ever since then. But this next phase, the new phase. And let's look in the 10th chapter of the book of Matthew. And here it names his staff, mm-hmm. the 12. These 12 Jesus sent forth in the 5th verse and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles and into any city of Samaria, enter not, but whether go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach. Mm-hmm. Preach. Saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give.
He didn't say pray for the sick. He said heal the sick.
Heal the sick. Yeah. Now go over here to Luke chapter 10 where he brought in, he ordained 70 more.
Yes, he did.
The crowds got so big that then the huge Jordan Valley campaign. And so he brought in 70 more in the 10th chapter of Luke. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, sent them two and two before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. So he set up an advance team.
Yes, he did.
And he said, go your way. I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes. Salute no man by the way. Now, and people say, well, see there, they were all broke. Don't take anything. No, you just read the whole text. He said, a workman is worthy of his hire. He did that at the very beginning. He said, you're working for me. And right here in the book of the okay, they came to the end. He said, when I told you to not take anything, did you lack anything? They said, no, Lord, we lack nothing. So the very idea that they wore the same clothes for 3.5 years is ludicrous. Yeah. Now, when I said that in a prison in Mississippi not too long ago, somebody shouted out and said, we do. Well, I just lost it, man. I'd forgotten where I was. It was amazing. Anyway, and we had quite a meeting there. It was wonderful. But I want you to notice that. And the Son of Peace there, your peace shall rest upon it, and in the same house remain, eating, drinking, and so forth and so on. And look at that 8th verse. Into whatsoever city, don't leave out any city wherever you go. And they receive you, eat such, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. You could say, the kingdom of God is adding to you. You preach that. Even the very dust of your city which cleaves on us, we do wipe off against you, notwithstanding, be sure, then so forth. Now, verse 16, he that hears you hears me. He that despises you despises me. He that despises me despises him that sent me. The 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, we had, Gloria and I both, when we started out. Well, we had the new birth and the baptism of the Holy Ghost up here. But healing was down here somewhere. And we majored here and on faith. But this changed that. If you're going to follow the Master, you're going to put it right up there with it. And you've heard her say many times, if I had to choose. But when you chose Jesus, you got it all.
Yes, she did.
We received the whole package.
Yes, she did.
And put healing and people's health, because the Bible proves that God wants his people well.
That's right.
In both covenants. It's major in both covenants.
Look at verse 17. They are subject unto us through thy name. Faith in that name.
Yes.
So the faith and the name and the healing go together.
Well, James chapter 5. Is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord,
yep.
And the prayer of faith in what? The name.
Yes.
faith in that name.
And the power that backs it.
Shall say, same word, heal, the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he've committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The classic Amplified says makes much power available, dynamic in its working.
Yes, sir.
Praying for one another, what? That you may be healed. Well, when I was on the flight crew for Oral Roberts University, and Bob DeWeese was a mighty man of prayer. Oh, man. I mean, he talked about this. He said, now, you pray ye for one another that you may be healed. He said, we pray that for one another, but we receive healing while we pray it for one another. Hmm. I mean, this is a healing book.
Yes, it is. Well, it's our covenant.
Yes.
So let me encourage you for a moment, if I could, about this. You called it the next phase. Not that the other phase was bad. It wasn't. It was glorious. I was told, did a little research when you first told me about it. You called me about this, mm-hmm. that you're on the treadmill. And I was told that Gloria Copeland taught healing school for 40 years.
Yes, she did.
Now, 40 in Hebrew, the alphabet has a numerical value. Mem, the middle letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Mem, has a numerical value of 40. The first letter, Aleph, the last letter, Tav, you combine it with that middle letter, the middle, and the end. I say from the top to the bottom and all the way around the middle.
Yeah.
It creates a word called emet. Emet means truth. So 40 is an important number. It's a transition number in Scripture.
Hmm.
It's an ascent number. It's ascending from one level to the next level. That's what's happening.
That's what's happening.
Not that the previous was bad. It wasn't. Rained for 40 days with Noah. Mm-hmm. Moses is on the mountain in the glory of God for 40 days, 40. 40 years they were in the desert, then they entered into that promised land. That was the next phase. Jesus was on the earth 40 days after his resurrection before he transitioned to the Holy Spirit being with us because he couldn't be with us forever. The punishment for breaking Torah was 40 lashes. But then they would say, well, we're going to be merciful, so we'll only give you 39. They like that one. One less. But you see that with Jesus, 39. So in 2 Corinthians 11, it says of Paul, of the Jews five times I received 40 stripes, save one. In other words, they would, by showing God's mercy, do 39. But 40 is that transition. 40 was either punishment, depending on where you were, but it's a transition. So there's a transition happening.
From whom did he receive those lashes?
Roman soldiers.
That's what I thought. Now, there's two different motives there. One, the law of God. Before Jesus came and ratified those covenants, and mercy became the law of the land, the law of the spiritual world. It was so vitally important that God keep them under the umbrella of his protection to keep them from being destroyed, because the devil was trying to wipe them out. The reason it was done under Roman law was to keep you subjected to under
this.
Caesar.
And this, yeah.
One of them was a motive of love, and the other was, well, you judge it for yourself. And there's a huge difference there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and another thing.
Even God's correction is done by love.
Yes, it is.
Because he's love.
Now, once Jesus took the Roman lash on his back for our healing, it was over.
It was done. The blood had been shed. That curse had been reversed.
It was over. And he took the Roman lash so that nobody else had to do that. Mm-hmm. That was over.
That was finished. Done. Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, Brother Hagin would always say that he didn't want to tell people he was anointed because he felt like it brought attention to himself. And Jesus had a vision, and Jesus rebuked him, saying, you have to tell them you're anointed, because I had to tell them I was anointed. Mm-hmm. He would say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. And so you have to tell them that you have that healing anointing.
That's right.
You have to.
It
won't work unless you do.
Because faith comes by hearing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So and I'll explain this after I read it.
So the Holy Ghost is those fivefold ministry gifts, and prophet being one of those. Power is in that name.
Yes, it is. June the 28th, 1980, 12:07 a.m. I'd gone to the prayer cabin and praying out a lot of different things. And this came, and I was uncomfortable with it. Mm-hmm. And I prayed about it for a long time. And I just was not ready to announce this. I just didn't have a good witness on it. And once you hear it, you'll understand why. Now, that's 1980. Brother Hagin departed the earth in 2003.
That's right.
So you can see the time spread there. And I was praying, worshiping Jesus. His presence filled my spirit. He began speaking to me. He ministered to me and then began answering questions for me about some things that I had prayed about. And there were some conditions involved in this. And so, certain questions, well, now this goes back to this far. Will you train your flesh and put it in top shape? It goes back that far in this. Mm. And for a long time, I failed at that. Mm. And anyway, there's no use to read the rest of that. Stand upright on your feet. I commission you to lay hands on the sick with a special anointing. Lay these hands on the sick. No sickness or disease shall be able to stand before you. Your words shall be my words. Your thoughts shall be my thoughts. Receive my anointing. And then, will you go to only one if I ask you to? And there's a lot of conditions in this, which I don't need to read that. But now, that was so close to what the Lord said to Brother Hagin.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And I just held on to it. Well, now that time has come for that. So, it's rather like starting over again because of it's on a different level. And now the Lord is going to have to train me in what to do with this. And I noticed some things in the last meeting that we had that anyway. And he said the next phase Well, every time that's happened in times past, there was one time he has said, I'm putting you now into the third phase, and so forth. But every time it happened, the anointing increased.
Absolutely.
Every time.
Well, it starts with the Holy Ghost. That's the gifts of the Spirit. Power, that's that special anointing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that special anointing, this transition that's happening, you have 40 years of word going forth concerning healing. Now there's going to be demonstration. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a responsibility, and I'm talking to our little studio audience. I'm talking to you right now. When you go to the meetings, and you didn't tell me to say this, I'm just feeling pressed to do it, and I'm willing to be corrected if I'm wrong. When you go to the meetings, you draw the anointing.
Yes.
You draw the anointing. You come prepared.
That's
you
right.
come ready, and you bring your supply in prayer. That's why they always have prayer before your services. And you be ready. And if you're sick and you need healing, you need to get to one of his meetings because he is anointed for this phase of his ministry. Yeah. And audience in here, you need to be ready to draw from it. And Brother Copeland, by watching, just by observance with Brother Hagin, it would happen at different times. Mm-hmm. It wasn't always at the end of the service. It was, you know that. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're beginning to sense. There is a transition that's happened to a higher level. I am so excited about
Praise
it.
Praise God.
And I believe it's needed in the hour that we live in.
Well, it's just like starting over again. Now, this happened... in Omaha, Nebraska. And we had a meeting there in the Hilton Hotel. It's a new hotel. And I had received a message and the word of the Lord that this was the beginning of a new phase and era. Well, at first, I didn't really see any difference. Mm-hmm. But, people started falling out under the power of God, and they just stacked up on the platform. Mm-hmm. And they weren't just kind of falling down like this. And I was backing off, trying to get out of the way. Mm-hmm. And I turned around. There was a pile of people, a pile of people here. And this guy fell over like this. Before he hit the ground, before he hit the platform and land on a stack of people here, his body turned this way and he landed in a spot where there was nobody.
Supernatural catcher.
Yeah. They just started piling up.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like so much like it is now. There was one man came up, Gloria started to lay hands on me. He just got down and laid down on the floor. She said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I thought this is what you were supposed to do." It wasn't that at all.
No.
And I tell you, we had such a meeting there, and the impact was tremendous. Mm-hmm. Well, back then, I didn't know it was going there. I don't know where this one's going.
No, we don't.
Amen.
Brother Copeland, as you were talking, I wrote this down. This rose up in my spirit. We've seen healing evangelists before, but I'm going to jump out here. I'm painting with a broad brush. Not since Brother Hagin have we seen healing at the level of a prophet.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening.
Praise God.
I'm ready for it. I'm receiving it.
I'm excited about it. Praise God. And, we're out of time. Praise the Lord. Well, let's give him a praise. It's his
Amen.
Business.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, praise God forevermore.
With God, all things are possible, and you have the right and the power, and you are authorized to speak his word. See, God calls things that be not as though they were. By faith, he expects us to do exactly the same thing.
Join us for the Europe Victory Campaign at the Harrogate Convention Centre, UK, from the 1st to the 3rd of June by registering at kcm.org.uk today. You won't want to miss it.
Do you truly believe God can heal you? When the enemy comes from all angles to scare you into believing that you can't be delivered, overcome fear, defeat doubt, and build your faith with the Word of God. In the Healing is Yours package, you'll learn the truth of God's Word that will renew your mind and build your faith for your healing. Hear what God has to say about your healing in Healing Scriptures, a CD by Kenneth Copeland that reinforces with Scripture that God wants you well. You Are Healed, a mini book also by Kenneth Copeland, explains God's covenant of healing for you. Every word from Jesus brought deliverance and healing. Bring that Word of God into your household and charge up your faith to be made whole again in every area of your life. God's will is to heal, and He will heal everyone who comes to Him in faith. Because of your position in God as His child and His joint heir with Jesus, healing belongs to you. Request your free copy of the Healing is Yours package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. In this package, there is a CD with Kenneth Copeland reading healing scriptures and a mini book entitled You Are Healed, also by Kenneth Copeland. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org.uk/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Before this week is over, we will get into some things that are not only extremely important, but there's some things I'm quite certain that most people don't know. And when I'm talking about most Christian people, they have knowledge of it, but not really in-depth understanding. So don't miss any of these broadcasts. And by the way, you can go to kcm.org and get all the notes and all the scriptures. Praise God. Don't forget to do that. Until then, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for coming today. And remember this, God loves you, we love you, and
Jesus is Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name, sir. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. Visit our website, kcm.org.uk.